are they now?
It's me.
Bowie?
I need to know!
Welcome back, everybody, to another fantastic episode of the Every Pokemon Episode Ever podcast. I am one of your hosts this week, Professor Chris G, and on the other line with me is the man behind the reason of why this episode is a fucking filler, and as filler as it is, it's good old Dougie Fresh. Dougie, my man, how you doing?
You know what? Right on Front Street, I'll hold my hand up, and I think I angered the Pokey gods. They made the comment, or I made the comment about how, you know, I'm sick of these filler episodes, and somebody up there said, "Oh, you want to see filler?" And yeah, we saw filler.
Bro, I never thought in a million years that I would be watching a Pokemon episode like this that is so filler that I think the filler is filler. Like, it's just the filler episode said, "Hey, I'm going to take a vacation, take over for me," and had its backup come in, and it was just so lazy, and it was just like, "All right, you're going to have A, B, D, and C." Wait a minute. Did you just say, "Yes, I did"? Take it or leave
it. Take me.
So, bro, I'm just, wow. Yeah. This was something.
One thing I wanted to do, and I didn't think to do it until, I don't know, probably at some point this afternoon, and I just didn't have enough time, was I wanted to go through at least Kanto and kind of see, like look at the filler episodes in Kanto and kind of compare it to
this episode?
This episode, because I don't want to go out there and call it the most filler episode we've ever covered.
Bro,
it's probably on the short list.
Bro, this 1000% is the most filler episode that we have ever done. Not only is Ash and Go in the episode for like 10 seconds, but outside of that, and they're not even basically in this episode at all, and we're talking about fashion, we're talking about cuteness. Like, if this was any episode for my daughter to watch for Pokemon, this would be it. Because she enjoyed
nothing happened.
She enjoyed the fuck out of this episode. Oh, she's so cute. She looks like a Pikachu. Oh, look at it. And I'm just like, and me and my wife are just sitting there just watching this episode, and we stared at each other a few times during this, and I can just read her mind, because she was like transmitting like right into my head and was like, "Are you really gonna sit down for 40-50 minutes and go over scene by scene for this episode?" And I transmitted right back to her, "We've dug ourselves into a hole and we have to do it."
Well, no, wait a minute. Now, hold on just a second there, Skippy. What's this, "We've dug ourselves in a hole"?
We did. We.
No, well, no.
Look at the title of the show.
Well, yes, but whose idea was the title of the show?
Both of ours.
Oh, bullshit. Who came to who?
I came to you and you agreed. So you're,
yeah, because it, well, because it was the pandemic, I had, well, no, bullshit, I, it was the pandemic, I had nothing better to do.
That's true, because wrestling was at an all-time low.
Oh man, if I never have to watch wrestling in front of screens again, it'll be a good day.
But man, I'm just, yeah, we, and I'm sure there's a lot more out there, but bro, this has to be number one on the filler list now.
Yeah.
It has to be. Like, wow. Okay, so everyone, today we are going over episode 1144 titled Memories of a Warming Kindness, or translated from Japanese, and I think I'll take the Japanese over the English this time. Love is Kodak.
I like that. I like that a lot better than the English.
Yeah, I like that too. Because basically it's saying love is Psyduck. And yeah, instead of memories of a warming kindness, I mean, that can be taken all sorts of ways. Like, who was in charge of the English? Now that I'm thinking about it, I'm kind of mad. Like, who looked at the Japanese title, Love is Psyduck or Kodak, and was like, yeah, that doesn't fly with me. And then came up with Memories of a Warming Kindness.
It would have been so good to just be, Love is Psyduck, because I mean, you're hit right in the face with a room full of Psyduck memorabilia right as the episode start. I mean obviously we have to get past the Netflix intro and the this is Ash, this is Go, this is what they're doing, but you're like thrown right into a Psyduck room, so it wouldn't be like, oh, I wonder where they got Psyduck from. It's like it's right in your face.
I think I'm speaking too soon, and if I'm remembering correctly, so I'm looking at the next episode that we have to do, bro. It's two episodes in one in a 20-minute episode.
Fun.
Yeah, no, literally. It has two different titles. Half of the episode is titled A Rollicking Role, and the second half of the episode is called Eyes on the Goal. It's a full-blown Team Rocket episode.
So it's like when we were growing up, and it would be a half-an-hour episode, but they'd be split up into 15-minute chunks.
Yep. Old Rugrats days. Go to commercial, yeah, there you come go. Back, and then you're in a whole new episode.
SpongeBob, right? Or no? At least yeah. Early SpongeBob.
Yeah, early SpongeBob. I believe SpongeBob is on a whole new level these days, and I can't keep up with SpongeBob these days.
Oh, yeah. Unfortunately, I either checked out or got checked out of SpongeBob a while back.
Yeah. So, but I'm just curious. Let's see. A rollicking role. I'm just going to give the description, guys, and you guys can take it for what it is. So the first one, when a bunch of Gulpins start dispensing from Team Rocket's Rocket Prize Master Machine, a chaotic situation develops in Vermilion City when the Gulpins start sticking to each other and various objects forming a giant ball. Part 2. Eyes on the Goal. Meowth and Wobbuffet follow a Chewtle to a nearby playground where they encounter a Tutwig that develops a rivalry with Chewtle. The two turtle Pokemon challenge each other to a race. I remember this episode. Yeah, this these next 2 weeks are going to be fun, bro. The next episode is as filler as it gets. No more Ash, and it's literally one half with Team Rocket and one half with Meowth teaching a Chewtle how to win a race.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
What the hell did I piss off?
Bro, I have no idea. These next 2 weeks, I feel like these next 2 weeks could have been like one full episode for us. Like, for real.
Been sitting here just trying to mind my own business.
We're going to need, once I start uploading on YouTube again, we're going to need a filter on there that says just filler episodes.
For real. Make a playlist out of it.
For real. But how are you doing, bro? We normally start these episodes off with kind of a catch up on our lives. How are you doing?
Not bad. I mean, it's been a rough couple of days in the wrestling world. I mean, obviously, people are hearing us on the free feed. It's been, this is a month out or whatever.
Yeah, but we just had the passing of two greats in the wrestling business.
Yes, and then it was just minding my own business today, and I mean this is Saturday the 26th is we're recording this, and Bob Barker passed away.
Yeah, I saw that. And were you the one that went with me to Monday Night Raw when Bob Barker was guest host?
Yes.
Oh, okay. That was you.
Yes.
I was like, I remember going with a friend, and I couldn't remember because DX was also on that show too, weren't they?
Yes.
Okay,
Yes.
so I did remember that show. Okay.
And Chris Jericho came out and he had his name tag on his pec, and Bob Barker threatened to put him over his knee if he didn't cooperate.
Yes, I remember that. Nobody calls me Chris. You better respect me. Oh
And
man.
so yeah, I've just kind of been, I mean, and the only solace I'm gonna take in Bob Barker's passing is the man was 99 years old.
He lived a full life. He
And
really did.
then you do the natural thing of, okay, he's 99, when was his birthday? Well, his birthday wasn't until December, so
He almost made it
it's not
to
like
100.
he almost made it, but it's not like he got. It's not like Betty White a couple of years ago. She passed away like on New Year's, and her birthday was the next week.
Yeah. So
So.
it was it's been a rough week. And that's all I can say for that. Yeah, it's been a rough week.
So I'm hoping to enjoy this recording, even though I certainly did enjoy the episode. I mean, no spoilers, no offense to anybody that did. I'm hoping to enjoy this episode, hoping to enjoy breaking it down with you, and then I'm hoping to get up early-ish tomorrow morning, get some coffee and get set up and hopefully All In delivers.
I hope so, even though like half the card got switched up.
Real, right? And I okay, and I know this isn't the time, and this isn't the but you just flipped a switch.
I know I did.
So I was watching Dynamite, right, on Wednesday.
Yes.
And forgive me for going way off track. There's a skip button for a reason. I was watching Dynamite and they wrote off. Who did they write off for? They wrote off Phoenix, right?
Yes.
I'm sitting there going, "Oh man, sucks that he's injured." And then I thought about it. I was like, "No, he just wrestled a full-on match with John Ma." Well, it's visa issues.
Yes.
He can't travel. So I was like,
They found out at 0 hour that he could not make it out there.
and then so I was like, "Okay, well that sucks." And then they switched out and they wrote out AR Fox. Come to find out, it was for the same thing.
Yep.
I'm like, son of a gun.
Two big matches, yeah.
And then come to find out today, they were gonna have kind of a bullshit match with Jarrett's group, Lethal and Satnam, and I think it was a six man. I think it was Lethal, Jarrett, and Satnam versus, can't remember who the first two on the heel team was, but the third member of the face team rather was going to be Big Show was going to play his Captain Insano character from Waterboy.
Yeah, and that's not even happening.
And that's not happening, and people are saying the reason is Satnam had visa issues. Because Big Show's over there because he was doing media.
Yeah, he was. Big Show doesn't have visa issues. He's been across seas many times.
So people are speculating that that match might happen at our show.
Yeah,
So
which we'll see. Yeah, we are
that'll
going to All Out, even though it is the secondary show that's going on right now.
yeah. I mean, I'll follow that for right now, considering we don't know how All In's going to shake out, and B, have knock on wood. send positive vibes and nobody gets hurt.
For real.
I could spend another 30 minutes talking about how this is a stupid idea. And
well, one thing I am looking forward to is Chris Jericho's going to sing his song at All In. So I'm looking forward to that.
So he's going to be blown up before he even gets in the ring.
Yeah, he's performing. It says Chris Jericho will perform in Chris Jericho will perform in front of 85,000 people.
Okay, now see, I read that a couple different ways. I read that as okay, he's going to perform his own entrance song.
Well, yeah,
then I saw the
Judas song.
And then I saw footage of him doing a full-on concert and last night, this morning, however time works, because he shouted out Bray Wyatt.
Oh, yeah, because the whole crowd started singing He's Got the Whole World in His Hands. Yes.
Yeah. So, I mean, is he getting both? Did he get a full-on concert last night and he's doing his own entrance?
Yeah, he is doing his own entrance. He's going to perform his song at All In.
Many crickets.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, it's something to knock off of his bucket list, because this has to be the biggest crowd that he's going to perform in front of.
Oh yeah, by a mile, I'm sure.
So he's
I mean, no offense to Fozzy, but
he's knocking off two things at once. He's going to perform with his band, and he's going to wrestle in front of 85,000 people. So. A good double whammy for him.
For him.
So, but I know most of you are not wrestling fans. Well, I can't say that, and I'm not going to speak for you. You might be a wrestling fan.
You can't say that.
Because a lot of our audience came over from the wrestling side, and you followed us because you like our voices. So.
Somebody could be listening to this right now, and they're in a hotel room in London saying, hey, fuck you, I'm going to be at the show.
Yeah. If you're going to be at the show, give us a shout. It'll be nice to hear from you guys. But
go to the corner store and make every Pokemon episode ever sign and hold it up.
If that actually fucking happened, well, it's not going to happen because this episode is not going out until next week. Now that I'm thinking about it, and then there goes Jimmy in the corner. I would have did it.
Yeah.
but yeah, that would be cool. That would have been cool. But I forgot where I was going. I forgot what I was about to say next. Huh?
Mm.
Yeah, I can't remember. But yeah, it's time to start getting into some Pokemon. Oh, I do remember. I do.
Oh, you found it.
So I'm gonna sway either way, cause Jason Page put it out there that people can freely use his new song, but he redid the Pokemon theme song in a kind of techno vibe-ish way with another band. Ooh. And left it out and said that anyone can use it for like video sake or use it and just. Like republish the song. I might use that as the theme song this week on our episode.
Oh, fun.
So people can use it. Cause he said it's a freelance song. And if you want to use it, go for it. It's right in the description. So I might do that. Who knows?
Give people some reason to click on the episode anyway.
I know.
Wait, look, listen to the episode. Cause it's us.
But, I'm scared of doing it because if I upload to YouTube, YouTube sometimes be on some bullshit. And I don't want to upload it. And then all of a sudden it's like copyright. I was like, no, he said we can use it. Copyright. No. So I don't know.
Yeah, YouTube, even YouTube is the equivalent of you saying be cool. And YouTube's like, no.
YouTube makes me so mad sometimes. Like, and like, I know what, we had an episode, cause we got, hit by a warning. We didn't even get a strike. They were nice enough to give us a warning. One of our episodes, I think it was the Bye Bye Butterfree episode where I used that song in our episode, and they were like, yeah, you can't do that. And I was like, okay. But, after that, ShowPro, we were on ShowPro's like list, and they're like, yeah, we're going to go through every single one of your episodes and make sure that you are following the rules and you're not using anything that's property of Pokemon. So, yeah.
You know, you got to follow them rules.
I know, but I like everything Pokemon. Don't get me wrong, but it was such a fucking headache. Like, when you spend so many hours, you know it took over an hour per video, even though there were still videos, an hour per video to upload, and we have over 200 videos on YouTube.
Right.
That's a lot of hours.
That's a lot of hours.
It's a lot.
There's only 24 in a day.
I know. So, fuck. That I was like, damn. But this is not the time or place to sit here and bitch about YouTube, even though I should start uploading again. But all right, are you ready to jump on into this episode, bro?
Yes, I am.
All right. This episode is going to go by real quick, and it is brought to you by filler. Filler. The way Pokemon likes it.
I thought you were going to say, yeah, look, because that was the only way we got through this episode. Oh, Lord.
You're starting to worry me, bro. Are you trying to tell me that you be taking that? So, all right. Oh, man. I don't know.
Lord.
That ain't going to make it in the episode.
Oh, probably not.
So, but yeah. This episode is brought to you by filler, the way Pokemon likes it.
Oh boy.
What? What's wrong with that?
I'm thinking of like,
you don't think
brought to you by.
You don't think Pokemon likes filler?
Oh, no, we know Pokemon likes filler because we made it all the way through Kanto.
Facts.
And, you know, I would say more than 25% of that was filler, especially when they got to those last few badges. They were like, oh, we could stretch this out.
Yeah, exactly what they said. All right, so let's go ahead and start this episode before we don't start this episode. All right. So we start this episode like we start every episode with Go and Ash, who are not even really even in this episode. They're in this episode for like 10 seconds and we're talking about them. They should have, and I know they can do it. They should have did a one time over of Chloe for the intro of this episode.
For real. This one, especially.
Yes. So Bad Pokemon. Bad.
Yeah.
But we start this episode by looking into a room that has a whole bunch of Psyduck items. Memorabilia. And there's cover, there's pillows, there's cups. There's everything Psyduck-y. And
Psyduck-y.
So, and then we see.
I got me.
And then we see a lady, and she's talking on the phone, and she's like, "Have you been eating well?" "Well, of course I have." I guess it's stating that her mother is saying this. Her mother's like, "Have you been eating well?" She's like, "Yeah, I've been eating well." But please come home every once in a while. And she's like, well, I sure will sometime soon, at some point.
Mom, I know already.
You
always say that. Have you been eating well?
Of course I have.
I know you're busy with work, but please come home once in a while.
As soon as I can.
Have you found someone special yet? If so, then you know you...
Look at the time. I'll call you later.
Krissa?
Mom, I'm sorry. Time to go?
And then we get a close-up of this picture, and it's her with a Psyduck and this guy and a snowman that looks like a Psyduck. And we're zooming in, and then we go straight into the intro of the show. And I'm going to fast forward.
It had to be the quickest we've ever...
I know. I was just thinking the same thing. I was like, we literally hit the theme song at the 1 minute mark.
Yeah.
And then we get Pikachu twirling Ash's hat. Memories of a warming kindness. And bro, I'm going to send this over to you. Start this beautiful episode.
Yeah, really. And it's kind of funny that the episode is titled Memories of a Warming Kindness because we're thrown right in the middle of a cloudy, chilly day. And we see Chloe and Evie walking up the road, and Chloe is kind of holding Evie tight, you know, because she's a warm body, and Evie's just always happy, and they're just happy as shit. And we see that they're walking up to the lab, and she gets to the bottom of the stairs, and she's met with her father, and he's like, oh, you know, nice to see you, but I'm on the way out. We find out that he's going to get a handle on some new research that has just come in, and her lab assistants, the little dweeby dude and the girl that we saw in the opening, we find out her name is Krissa. You know, they're like, you better, you know, hop to it. And she, we find out the dude's name is Ren, and we probably knew that, and I just didn't clock it. He's like, you're going to miss the bus. And Professor's like, oh shit, that's right. So he just takes off running, and, you know, he's like, you know, hold down the fort for me, make sure, you know, the place doesn't collapse. And, you know, Chloe and Evie are just happy-go-lucky. They're like, have a good time. And Evie's just waving. It's fucking adorable. And
just a little bit. It's so cute.
You know, Chloe is talking to Krissa, and she's like, are Ash and Go here? And Krissa's like, oh, of course. Where else would they be? But then we see them coming bounding down the steps as well. Ash doesn't even say hi. He's just, you know, he's just on the hop.
They said, we're going to get Ash and Go in this episode, and they're going to leave, like, right now.
Go at least stops and says, you know, hi to Chloe, and Chloe's like, you know, hey, what's going on? And Go's like, you know, the weather's forecasting snow, and that's a, you know, a perfect time to, catch ice Pokemon, and this is my chance, and I've got a boner, and I've got to do something. I gotta, you know, and you know, you wouldn't know that it was about to snow because Ash has got his shorts and.
Wait up, Ash! Oh, Chloe,
what's up, Go?
The weather report shows snow today. Snowy weather will make it much easier for me to find ice type Pokemon. This is my chance.
Go!
Right behind you. Later.
When will you be back?
Not until I catch a bunch.
What? Maybe?
You know, Pikachu.
I swear to you, we talk for a living.
Yeah, for real. You wouldn't know it.
Pikachu, do you want pickles or something, bro?
You know, I did have some pickled jalapenos with dinner, but Pikachu is, you know, he's not dressed for the weather. And, you know, Chloe's a little crestfallen, and Eevee's kind of like, oh, I kind of want to go with him, quite frankly. It sounds like they're going to. And Chris is like, oh, did you have plans with him? And Chloe's like, well, I suppose not in particular. And we flash back to this morning, and Chloe was getting ready, and she comes out into the kitchen, and we see a little kid is chasing Yamper around the breakfast table.
Yes.
And Yamper jumps out of the kid's arms, and we find out the kid's name is
Parker.
Parker, which quite frankly is the perfect name for this little brat, but that's neither here nor there. And you know, Yamper wants nothing to do with old Parker. He runs right to Chloe, and we find out that there is there's a sleep, and you know, everybody's bringing their Pokemon, and Parker wants to bring Yamper.
Yamper doesn't want to go though. He's like, no.
Yamper would rather stay with Chloe and play with Eevee, and Chloe kind of has to get down to Yamper's level, and she's like, would you please go to the sleepover with Parker? And Yamper kind of gets this look. He's like, I'll do it, but I'm only going to do it because
she asked
me very nicely. And Yamper kind of walks over, and he's like, sigh. Then we pan over and we see Chloe's mother, question mark?
Yeah, that's her mother.
Yeah, I was going to say, because they kind of look similar. They have similar hair. And we find out that she's not going to be able to be around because she has to go fill in at work. Because the illustrator of the magazine she works at has a sprained wrist, and
it sounds like the professor and his wife have both like really, really good careers going for them.
Just, I mean, for goodness sakes, have you seen the size of the professor's lab? I mean, for, you know, that doesn't, those don't grow on trees, you know?
I know. So, all right. I'll take it from this part right here. So we see the professor's assistants walking up, and they're like, so I figured I'd be having dinner with Ash and Go, and they're like, seeing how they were, I doubt they'll be back anytime soon. And the door opens up, and we get Gengar, who jumps out of the wall and just scares Chloe and the assistants, and they're like, oh my gosh. And Eevee doesn't get scared at all. Eevee sits there and just sticks out her tongue and is just like, Eevee. And Gengar is like, no, be scared of me. Ah. And Eevee's like, I'm not scared of you. And then just sticks out its tongue even more. It's like, la, 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 la. And Gengar is so mad and so defeated. And we get what one of the assistants is like, Gengar, what did I say about pranking people? And Eevee is just sitting here with his tongue out like, yeah, yeah, no, no pranking. You're not scary. La, 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 la. And Gengar just goes and walks right back through the wall. He's like, are these people? I just, And Chloe is like, maybe Gengar is just mad that Ash left him behind. And
Ash Ketchum leaving a Pokemon behind? He would never.
Never. Never. That's not Ash's MO. Why? Who would do such a thing?
Wasn't multiple Kanto episodes with Bye Bye in the title.
I know.
No.
So, but it's just, they're like, well, have you decided, Chloe? Or will you wait for Go and Ash? And she's like, would you mind if I watch you while you do your work? And she's like, not at all. So we go back into the office and Krissa is working. She's on her phone. You see all the Psyduck stuff all over the office and on the computer and her chair. And they're just hard at work, all the assistants. And you see one of the assistants is like, do you know where the thing is?
Where that thing is?
It's in the folder with yesterday's date.
Oh, there it is. Thank you so much.
Huh? Yes, then if you'll excuse me. It seems there's a problem with the air circulator. Let's go look.
Right.
And they all just run and they go outside and they're looking at some coil on the outside. And they're like, man, what could the problem be? Everything seems to be normal. And then there's Sobble. And Sobble went from being invisible to showing its true colors. And Sobble seems like it just woke up and just jumps out of this machine and just like, eh. And they're like, oh, it's Sobble. Sobble must have hit the switch by accident when it was crawling in here. And they flip the switch again. And all the airflow starts flowing again throughout the system. And they fix the system. And if you think we're going anywhere in this episode, we really are not. This is literally how this episode is going to go. We're just going to go through the life and day of the professor's assistants. Doug, take it away, my brother.
Yep. And also, you know, it's business, work. And then Krissa, you know, she wraps up a phone call and she's done for the day. And, you know, Chloe and Evie are still sitting there minding their own business, you know, being adorable. Chloe is not human or is not a typical teenager or something because on her phone, she looks over and she's like, oh, have Ash and Go come back yet? And Chloe's like, nope, it's just us. Looks like it's going to be you and me for dinner, Evie. And Evie's like, I'm down for that. I'm hungry. And Chris is like, well, you know, you could come over to my place. And she's like, I got nobody. I'm single as fuck. And she is. And she's like, you know, why don't we have a girls' night? And she makes sure to be responsible. She's like, well, you don't have school tomorrow. Well, you're more than welcome to stay over. And and Chloe's kind of, she's a little shy. She's like, it's just, you know, I've got, you know. And then she's like, well, that would mean I would have to. And then she kind of has like a flash of like braiding her own hair. And she's like, you know, I could help you, you know, with the braiding, if that's what you're concerned about. And she's like, I got multiple easy ways to do my hair. And Chloe's like, that would be swell. And once again, she makes sure to be responsible. She's like, I just got to call your mom first. And Krissa shouts over to Ren. She's like, hey, remember to lock up when you're done. And Ren's like, right. Which, poor guy has probably forgotten to lock up a couple times.
Yeah. That's the vibe. And then, she said that.
Chloe looks at Evie and she's like, it looks like we're going to be sleeping over at Chris's place. And Evie's just like, I'm just happy to be out the house. And they're walking and Krissa and Chloe are smiling, but I'm paused at 7 minutes exactly. And Evie's got the peanuts eyes because she's cold, you see. And, you know, it's not the type of cold where it's in the morning where you know it's going to warm up a little bit. It's cold, like, it's in the evening. It's only going to get colder. Like, you know, the sun's not even going to have a chance to peek out, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, well, I mean, Ash and Go did say that it's going to be snowing at some point. I don't see no snow.
I don't see no snow.
Are you
but, you know, weathermen, they're I'm a little afraid to go. Then, you know, Chris is like, you know, do you have any ideas, you know, for dinner? And if I had a nickel for every time I had this discussion with anybody, I'd be a rich man and I wouldn't be on this podcast. Because, well, I mean, what's the answer when you ask that question? I don't know. What do you want?
What do you want? Well, I asked you.
I cooked yesterday. Well, I'm not asking you to. It's like I'm not trying to get in a fight here. And you know, Chloe's just happy to go along. She's like, it doesn't matter. Anything's good. And then we see them, and they're walking like in town, and like the topic comes up again, and Chris is like, oh. If there's anything you want, just mention it. You know, it's and you know, we see them walking through town, and it looks like they settle on some Chinese food, and I'm a little unnerved because there's a horsey on the food bag. So I mean, do I wanna think about that? Do I not wanna think about it and just kinda move on? Like, I don't know.
You think they're eating horsey?
I mean, isn't there a podcast where it's like this is how we would eat Pokemon? So I mean,
take it for what it is.
Partial shout out to them on account of I can't remember their name right now.
Gotta eat them all.
Is it seriously?
No. No.
Oh, I hope
there's not a podcast called Gotta Eat 'Em All.
But there is but you understand what I'm saying. Like, I thought you told me about it.
No, there is. I just don't know the name of it, of that podcast. It's just that was the first thing that popped in my head. Gotta Eat 'Em All.
Okay. I'll tell you what, if you think about it when you're putting this episode together and putting it out there, throw their name in the comment on the comments in the description.
Okay.
As like a, or, you know, drop yourself in editing or something, you know, bring yourself into the episode real quick.
I'll see.
I'm not trying to tell you what to do, but
I'm looking it up right now. Give me 1 second.
So they're walking back and they're like, oh boy, we bought a lot of stuff, didn't we? And we walk and we see Chris's apartment, and Chloe's just like, oh my God, an apartment. And
it's messy in here.
And it is too. Like, there's papers and, you know, there's a whole pile of stuff on the couch and oh, it's just there's a bed, and
yep.
Poor Chris is just walking around and she's throwing stuff into closets and
she's like, don't mind this.
And she points to the couch and she's like, please don't be shy, have a seat. And Evie's just bouncing and having a gay old time, and she's looking around and she's like, so this is Chris's place. And it's just Psyduck posters and Psyducks on the TV, and
they must not do that podcast anymore. It's not even on the list anymore.
Oh, damn.
I know. That's sad. Come back.
Yeah. At least for a shout out or something.
Yeah.
For real. And Chloe's just sitting there, and Chris is busy in the kitchen, and she's like, you really must have a thing for Psyduck. And yeah, Krissa kind of has like a flash of realization, and she's like, oh, you know, Psyduck calms me down, and you know,
it's my favorite Pokemon.
No such thing as too many Psyduck things, and we see just a bunch of little knickknacks, and there's a parody of the Pink Floyd Dark Side of the Moon cover, except instead of the triangle, it's Psyduck's head, and there's books, and there's stuffed animals, and there's Russian nesting dolls, and it looks like there might either just be two little pictures of Psyduck, or there might even be Pokemon cards or something.
There's a lot.
And Chloe's like, well, I mean, if that's the case, you know, you could easily be a Psyduck trainer. And Chloe's like, nah, I'm good with this. And he's like, besides, and then she just, I mean, and literally she just stops. And she's like, anyway, let's just eat, you know, before this gets cold. And Chloe's like, well, I can help. And then the devil, we flash back, or not flash back, we go out into the evening, and we see Ash, Go, and Pikachu standing at the boardwalk. Ash and Go and Pikachu have snow on their heads. At least Ash has a hat on, but still wearing shorts. He's like me, except stupider. And
no, you. I've seen you as it's snowing, leaving my house, and you're in shorts. I have seen it.
Well, how far did I get before your wife started yelling at me?
Not far at all, because you showed up to the house in shorts, and she's like, do you see how cold it is outside? You're like, nah, it's not that cold. And then it was snowing as you were leaving from the wrestling pay-per-view.
And to be fair, I didn't know it was supposed to snow. And so they're just standing there, and they're like, not a nice tight Pokemon to be had. And
I'd be mad if I was them. They went out there, and it seems like they spent the entire day looking for ice Pokemon, and there was none. And as soon as they walk away, here comes four or five Lapras that just swoop up from the ocean.
Well, no sign of any ice-type Pokemon.
The temperature, humidity, and air pressure are all ideal tonight. Where are they?
Let's go.
Stop! Not until I catch at least one!
Yeah, like I said, I'm running on empty. I'll never make it that far.
Then let's eat on the way.
Really? What do we have?
It's cold, huh? Hot ramen?
Awesome!
Pikachu!
And
I'm not going to lie, that ramen that they were eating in this episode looked fucking fire.
It would hit the spot, I think. And
it made my wife want to go, you should take me out to go to a ramen joint. And I was like, okay, I will.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And as you said, that's when the Lapras surfaced, so, you know. But I think they were just wait. I think they could sense that Go and Ash hanging out, and they're like, we could outwait them. As soon as they walk away, that's when we'll come up for air, and then that's what they did.
Yep. And then we go back to Chrissy's apartment, and we see Evie just jumping up onto this shelf and it's trying to look up. It's trying to look up because it wants to play with the Psyduck toy. And when Evie jumps up, it knocks over the photo that we saw at the beginning of the episode. And Chloe runs over and picks it up. She's like, huh? And she starts looking at the young boy that's in the photo. And she's like, huh? She's like, is this her boyfriend? Does she like this boy? Who is this boy? And Krissa is looking out the window. She's like, oh, it started to snow. And Chloe is looking at the photo. And she's like, man, I hope Ash and Go are all right. And she puts the photo down. And Krissa is like, is something wrong? And Chloe's like, no, nothing at all. And she's like, okay, let's eat. And Chloe is like, could that guy be Krissa's boyfriend? Maybe that's why she has so much Psyduck stuff. And she's just blushing. Evie is like, what's wrong with you? And Chloe starts getting all smitten. And she's like, I've got to know the truth. And we go to who's that Pokemon. And the Pokemon is Psyduck for this week. And
it's lazy.
Yeah, just. Yeah. No, I mean, it's fitting. It's fitting.
It makes sense, obviously, but it's like we've already seen Psyduck in Kanto, so it's not. I guess I'm just frustrated because it's not new.
Well, I mean, they have over 1,100 episodes, and there's not that many Pokemon in the series right now, so we can't have a new Pokemon every single week. At some point, they're going to end up redoing some Pokemon.
Oh, that's not my problem, is it?
Nope. So we're sitting down and Chloe and Krissa are sitting down getting ready to eat, and they're like, let's dig in, and they're eating some sushi and some other Japanese hors d'oeuvres, and they're just eating and the food looks good, and everyone is like, man, I knew dim sum from the Horsey Palace would be the best. And Evie's over here eating some dog food. And Chloe's giving Evie some human food. She's like, would you like to try this? And Evie...
We shouldn't give the Pokemon fish.
Why?
Especially if it's another Pokemon, for goodness sake.
Well, you don't know that.
I don't know that, but I don't know it's not that either.
I mean, if that's the
case,
scares
the shit out of me.
If that's the case, what about all the meat that that Ash likes to eat? Where does that come from?
Orosuses.
Yes.
And eventually milk tanks and.
See, you have all these Pokemon. Let's make an Onyx into something hard and rock hard.
Jawbreaker.
Yeah, Jawbreaker. There you go.
Yeah.
So Evie, of course, likes the human food. And Krissa is like, man, you guys are really best friends. And she's like, I just want to be best friends and I don't know what to do sometimes. And Krissa is talking about Ash and Go, about where they could possibly be, and she's like, why don't you be best friends with Ash and Go? And she's like, no, that wouldn't work. Ash and Go are already best friends. And she starts thinking of Go kind of doubting her. He's like, come on, you mean you don't know the answer already? And then she's thinking of Ash. You grab that Pokemon with a gah, and then you hold him with a ooh, and then you get that wow. And she's like, no, 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 no. She's like, man, this food is really yummy. And she's trying to change the subject. And then we go into the ramen joint. You know what? I might eat this for dinner. They really made these ramens look good. I got some ramen here. I think I'm going to eat that for dinner.
Dinner?
Yes, dinner.
Near 9 o'clock, for goodness sakes.
I know, but you know, I'm a late bird, and if I eat that, I won't gain so much weight while I'm sleeping, because it's just noodles.
Well, what are noodles but empty carbs?
Yeah, for real. don't tell me that, Doug. I want my damn ramen, and I'm going to eat my ramen.
So, don't say I didn't warn you.
I know. I'm going to wake up and I'm going to be 300 pounds. Not that there's anything wrong with that anymore. I'm just.
Yeah, for real.
But it'll be an extra 100 pounds than what I am right now. No, not really. I'm
never. Half of that's your ass.
Yeah, for real. Shut up. Okay, back to the episode. So, Ash and Go are sitting here, and Pikachu is eating what looks like a dumpling, and Ash and Go are like, man, this ramen sure hits the spot. And then we look over, and it's the guy from the photo, but they don't know that.
Yes, we don't know. Yeah, I was going to say, we don't know. Well, we do, but they don't. You're right.
So, and the guy's like, I think ramen, this ramen shot has the best tasting food ever. And Go is like, yeah, I'm right with you. And then we look over and then we see Psyduck is, it looks like it's sleeping and it's like, it has some snot coming out of its nose. And Go is like, mister, is that your Psyduck? And he's like, yep, that's my Psyduck. And Psyduck sniffs in the snot back into its nose. And the guy is like, oh, that's so cute. That's kind of gross.
Jesus.
He's like,
disgusting.
And he's like, yeah, it doesn't go anywhere without that scarf. And Go takes out his Rotom phone so he can register Psyduck. And Psyduck is, I didn't realize, Psyduck's holding a horsey book. So, if fish eating fish, think about that.
Oh, yeah, well, now hold the fucking phone.
I know what I said. I was hoping you didn't catch that.
I'm just gonna move on because I don't have. You know what you said.
I know what I said.
Okay.
There's no fish need to. There's no need to go back.
So you know, we find out kind of what we already knew. You know, Psyducks are constantly bothered with headaches. The more its head hurts, the stronger its psychic powers are. And as if on cue, the Psyduck starts having an attack, and it completely lifts up the chairs and the food and the tables and
Ash and Go like it.
Yeah, they're just kind of go with it. They're like, hey, look, dinner and a show, let's fucking go. You know,
I mean, and Ash should be used to it
for real. And I didn't even think about this until you just said, how hard would it have been for Ash to be like, I know all about Psyducks, and just have a little flash of Misty Psyduck.
Yeah.
How hard? I mean, you saved time in the opening because you went to the opening in less than a minute, and I feel like you went to the Who's That Pokemon pretty quick. You had time.
To be honest, I know Krissa is like the main spot in this, but would it have been really bad to have like Misty have this like love episode with this fella who has a Psyduck that she met while Ash was on a different adventure and just revolve the episode around Misty and this boy? Wouldn't that have been a little bit better?
That would have been more rewarding for us Pokemon fans that have watched the series. Because didn't we just talk about a couple episodes ago about, like, you know, how often do you see a Psyduck?
Yep.
And the only other, outside of Misty, the only other time we could think is when Misty was trying to, like, get her Psyduck to, like, be competent so it would evolve, and then she got tricked by a wild Golduck.
Yep.
So, yeah, you would have thrown the longtime fans a bone.
It would have helped make this filler episode a little less fillery.
Well, yes, because you would have actually had to explain some stuff. Like, how did Misty find herself in this region? And how are things going with the gym? And who's watching the gym? And how are her Pokemon? And, you know, does she have a, what you call it, a freaking a Kingdra? Does she, or not a Kingdra, a Sea King? Yep. Does, you know, whatever, but, you know, does she have two Starmies now? Or
but this is not a Misty episode, but yeah, we're in this fillery, trying to fill in a filler episode because Pokemon.
So the Psyduck's owner is trying to calm him down. He's like, it'll be okay.
Calm down, Psyduck. It'll be okay. Sorry about that. Can I make it up to you? Food's on me.
Well, you don't.
I wonder how the miso ramen tastes.
Good. My treat.
Are you sure? Please,
The noodles are on me. Anything you like.
Thanks.
You got it?
Like, oh, free food.
Yeah, free food. Let's order two more entrees. Then we cut back to Chris's apartment, and Chloe and Evie are sitting there, and they're stuffed. Evie's got a cute little pudgy belly. And Krissa puts out a plate of extremely elegant, cutely decorated cupcakes. And she's like, ah, so you have no room for these? And Chloe immediately springs to life, and she's like, I'll make room. And she's like, there's always room for cupcakes. And she's like, I'll cut them in half so we can all have a little bit of each one. So they do even cuts, and they're just sitting there. And they're like, oh my god, this is fantastic, this is awesome. And then we have a scene of them trying on, Jesus Christ.
We're having Chloe try on some pajamas that was Chris's.
It's a cute little, it's a Psyduck onesie, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a Psyduck onesie.
Psyduck onesie with little ducky feet, and she's like, oh goodness gracious, thankfully that fits. And Chris was like, well, it's too small for me, but it was so cute, I just had to buy it. And he's kind of looking around like, that's cute, but you look kind of funny. And and then they get ready, and Chris is in the bed, and Evie's already out because it's been fed and it had some exercise. So Evie's already done for the night, and Chloe's in her sleeping bag. Of course, it's a Psyduck sleeping bag with Psyduck cover. And they're kind of sitting there, and she's like, I had so much fun, and Chris is like, a girl's night is nice once in a while. And Chloe's like, yeah, and I learned a little bit about your personal life. And she's like, I was surprised how messy you were, which is kind of rude. And Chris is like, yeah, you don't got to go broadcasting that you saw that. And Chloe's like, you know, you're so good at your job and you're pretty and you're someone I look up to, and you know, I want to be like you when I grow up. And Chris is like, oh, I'm far from perfect. I've had, you know, my fair share of failures. And, you know, she's like, there was time there when I almost quit being a researcher. And
I didn't know what I was going to do.
Oh, boy. And
I know that this episode really just keeps going. It's
dialogue. And she's like, you know, I was a student and I was selected to give an important research presentation at a conference. And she's like, I was hoping that it would go well and I would be set up for success. And she has a flashback, and she's like, I lost all my data. And
And
she's immediately nervous. She's like, what happened? And she's like, what do you think? And you know, she's like, I was unable to give the presentation, and I really hit rock bottom. And, you know, I was sure I was never going to make it. And then I was just down.
I came too.
And she's like, you know, one day I was sitting out in the cold and a Psyduck gave me a scarf, and he was so generous and he was smiling at me. And then, you know, we see the guy that we saw at the ramen shop. He's like, you know, that's my Psyduck. And he likes to help people when they look cold. And Chris is like, I probably shouldn't be sitting out here on this park bench in a skirt. And
I mean, for real, I mean, she walked out, and I mean, this whole place is just covered in snow. Just saying.
And pardon me. And the guy's like, oh, come on, Psyduck, come on. Let's go over here. Let's leave this poor, obviously single woman by herself. And we see that they're in the process of building a snowman, and we see that Psyduck is chilly because, you know, he gave up his scarf. So even though he was trying to do the noble thing, you know, he's still like, you know, he's human. Well, not human, but, you know, he's not impervious to the cold.
I think he just likes pretty girls.
Hey, man, it's a vibe, you know, it's a move.
I mean, have we not seen every episode that there's like a different Psyduck that it's attracted to, like, pretty girls? And even Golduck was trying to show off to a bunch of pretty girls, and there was a whole episode revolving around it.
Where, as viewers, we were left to assume that those three women on the beach took that Psyduck and went home.
Yep.
So Krissa does the noble thing and comes over and gives the Psyduck scarf back, and you know, Chris is sitting there and she's like, I can help you with that snowman. And you know, I mean, this is rom-com as hell, but this is Hallmark Channel to the fucking degree. And so they make the Psyduck, and they, you know, they get in a snowball fight, and Psyduck's just laughing and having a gay old time. And you know, they take the picture, and this is the picture we see on Chris's dresser. And she's like, you know, after playing around with them for a while, I forgot how cold and how down I was. I felt refreshed, and I was able to apply myself at work. And Chris is like, you know, whenever I feel down, I just look at that picture. And and she's like, you know, that's kind of why I surround myself with as much Psyduck stuff as I have. And And Chloe's like, yeah, that's nice about the Psyduck, and that's nice about you, you know, doing well at your job. But what about the guy? And Chris is like, haven't seen him since. And Chloe's like, oh my god. And he's like, I wonder what he's doing right now. And Chloe's like, she starts to blush, and she's like, the gears are turning.
And she's like, I need to get you back over with that guy.
He's like, I know how we can fill the last 3 minutes of this episode. And you know, so we're back, and Chloe walks in, and Ash and Go are sitting there, and you know, good morning and all this stuff. And Chloe's like, so how went the hunt for the ice type Pokemon? And Go's like, we don't have to fucking talk about it. And for real. Ash is like, oh, it's a total bust. And
just busts Go's chops, like right at the front.
And he's like, we were freezing, so we stopped in his ramen shop, and we warmed up. And
this guy gave us some free ramen.
And, you know, yeah, we got a free meal out of it. And Go's like, yeah, this guy had a real strange Psyduck with him. And Chloe's like, shut your fucking mouth.
This guy bought us 2 big bowls of ramen.
He was really nice, and he had this strange Psyduck with him.
The Psyduck was wearing a scarf. The guy said it gets cold easily.
Did the scarf have a Psyduck pattern on it?
It did. How'd you know?
Where are they now?
It's me.
Bowie?
I need to know!
Yeah, but how?
Cut to them running around town asking about this guy with like 2.5 minutes left in the episode, and you know, they're not finding him, and Ash and Go are just over it already. And they go back to, now wouldn't you know it, they go back to that same park
where the bench is, and she sits
where the bench is.
and Chloe just seems so defeated, and when she puts her head down, Psyduck puts the scarf over her, and it's like, oh, you must be cold. And Ash looks over, he's like, that's the one we saw there, he is, there's Psyduck. And goes like, so that must mean. And then the guy runs over. He's like, I'm so sorry. And he's like, oh, you're the guy from the ramen shop. I can't believe we see you again. And the guy's like, oh, yeah. And he's like, you know, and Chloe stands up. You know what? There's someone I want you to meet. And the guy's like, okay. Sure.
that's when the fucking guy should have been like, I'm married.
But he follows all our heroes back to Chris's place, who's shoveling snow. And Chloe is like, Krissa, look who I found. And it's the guy, and she brings the guy over, and the guy is looking at her. She's looking at the guy. And she drops her shovel. She's like, I thought I'd never see you again. And then everyone's looking around. Ash and Go are like, what's going on here? And Chloe's like, oh my gosh, I just played matchmaker. And then Krissa starts to cry, and she starts running over, and she runs past the guy. The guy's like, wait, huh? And she goes down and she hugs Psyduck. She's like, how I've wanted to see you for so long. The scarf that you loaned me way back then was so warm and cozy. And I was in such a happy place to play with you in the snow. Ever since that day, you've been what keeps my day going and my night going. Thank you so much, Psyduck. And Psyduck is like, huh? And then Chloe is like, wait a minute. And Ash is like, Chloe, what's wrong? And she's looking over and she's like, oh yeah, the snow side uck. The guy goes, he's like, the snow side uck. Chloe does another like a little funny face. She's like, you've been longing to see Psyduck this whole time. And Eevee and Pikachu just poke their heads up and they're like, what the hell is going on here? And Psyduck is like, hi, yeah, I remember you. Hi. And then we go back and we have less than a minute left in this episode. And Krissa is back at her desk and she's just so happy to be back at work. Her the other assistant is like, it's sure to see good to see you smiling. And she's like, from a tearful reunion of a lifetime. And she's like, and I've got tons of pictures of it. And I hope she got this guy's phone number so she could see the Psyduck whenever she wants this time, and she didn't let it slip through the cracks. She's like, thank you so much, Chloe. And it's at this point, Chloe is just like, I guess. And then on her desk is a brand new picture with all of them, including Ash, Go, Chloe, Eevee. Everyone is in this photo with this guy and his Psyduck. And Krissa is hugging Psyduck to death. And that's how we end this episode. We get a close-up of this photo, which is what I'm probably going to use as the clip for this. You know what? While I have it right here, I can clip it right now. But
oh, perfect.
That is how we end this week's episode. How did you enjoy going over this episode, bro?
Mad. I'm just mad because I forgot, because it's been a couple days since I watched it. I forgot the setup. The end of this episode was that Krissa missed the Psyduck this whole time.
it just got you in your feelings.
No, because that would mean that I felt something about it. This episode pissed me off.
It was something to get through this episode, though. Like, this episode was just. It was different.
Episode.
Yeah, it was an episode. It was different. So that's exactly what this episode was. It was just different. But out of 5 stars, what would you give this episode?
1 star.
How many?
1 star.
1 star? Are you saying
one star.
Are you saying we got our first 1 star episode?
I would have to check.
I'm sure we've had a 1 star episode before.
I was gonna say I would have to check our backlog, but like this one, the only reason it's a 1 is because I'm not gonna give it a 0.5 star.
Yeah.
And I don't believe in 0 because a 0 would mean that I completely waste not a waste of time.
Yeah, it's just, it was something. I'll give it a star as well. I did not like this episode. I'm sad to say, yeah, this did not flow well with me. It was kind of boring to me, and I hate to say that about a Pokemon episode, but I'm sure we all have that one episode that just irked them. Hopefully the Team Rocket one next week will be enjoyable, and we won't have to, like, slug through it. But yeah, this episode was just there.
Yeah.
So, all right, Doug, well, do you have anything else to add this week?
No, I don't, and I think the universe is trying to send us a sign that we should wrap this whole thing up. So
all right, bro. Well, go ahead and say goodbye, Doug.
Bye, Doug.
And this is Professor Chris G telling all of you, we will get through all these fillers, people. We will. Have a good night, everyone.